Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers as the Beaver. As the Beaver. Hey, Mathers.
Well, Ward, how nice of you to put the breakfast dishes away for me.
Well, I knew you wanted to get away early for your beauty parlor appointment.
Oh, they called me. Made my appointment later.
Well, maybe I ought to put the dishes back in the sink, huh?
Hey, Mom, Dad, can I go over to Richard's right away?
What's up?
Well, I gotta help him with his laundry.
Help him with his laundry?
You're going to do his family's laundry?
Oh, no. We're going to haul it down to the laundromat. You see, their washing machine broke down, and Richard's dad said if he doesn't get a clean shirt today, he's going to have to stay in bed all day tomorrow.
Sounds like a real crisis.
Beaver, Richard must have a lot of confidence in you if he wants you to share a responsibility like that.
Oh, I don't think it's that, Dad. It's just if something goes wrong, he's got me along to blame.
Is Wally still upstairs?
Yeah. He's been studying himself in the mirror for the last hour.
I should think he'd know what he looks like by now.
He's trying to figure out whether he's old enough to start shaving regular yet.
Well, by the time he gets through looking at himself, he just might be old enough.
Warren, I think Beaver's developing some nice traits as he grows up, don't you?
Yeah, but just what trait did you have in mind?
Accepting responsibility, like helping Richard today.
Yeah, that's an admirable trait, all right. I just wish you'd accept responsibility by something a little less risky than other people's laundry.
Father yelling about the washing machine when it broke. Said our mother's got it too easy today.
Yeah, my dad keeps reminding my mom about the same thing.
Yeah, he said there wasn't any washing machine to break down when he was a boy because his mom used a wash tub and used to scrub all the laundry herself.
What did your mom say to that?
She told my father to take the laundry over to his mother.
And how come we're going to the laundromat instead?
Because my grandmother lives in California.
Oh.
Boy, B, it's going to be a lot of fun watching all those machines going at the same time.
Yeah, it's like watching people fall down that big barrel at the funhouse.
Yeah, I like to hear them go plop, plop, plop when they turn all the clothes over.
Yeah. I wonder what it'd be like if they had machines like that for people instead of bathtubs.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun.
All that turning around and make a guy dizzy.
Yeah, and everybody can look through the glass door and see you taking a bath.
Yeah. Your father's short.
Hey, come back. Boy, how do you like that dopey dog stealing my father's shorts? They won't even fit him.
Yeah, but it's lucky you didn't grab him when your father was in them. Did he bite a hole in them?
No, but he sure got them plenty dirty.
Yeah, it's lucky we didn't wash him first. Hey, Richard, let's put him back in the bag. It's embarrassing standing here with your father's shorts out in the open.
Yeah. Hi, Mom. Back from the beauty parlor already?
I didn't go. They postponed my appointment. Can't you tell by my hair?
Gee, Mom, the way they do women's hair today, you can't tell whether they've been to the beauty parlor or just standing out around in the wind.
Next time, maybe I should announce it when I get home.
Yeah, that'd help. Hey, where did the Beaver go tearing off in such a hurry?
Went down to the laundromat with Richard. The washing machine broke down. Richard wanted your brother to help him.
That's really funny.
What's funny about your brother helping Richard with the laundry?
Well, I always knew Beaver was pretty good at getting clothes dirty, but I never thought anybody'd ever want him to help get them clean.
You know, I think it's nice of your brother that he's willing to take the responsibility.
Yeah, I guess so. But, you know, any time you get a couple of kids and a bunch of laundry, there's got to be some kind of trouble.
You know, Wally, you're talking more like your father every day.
Well, I guess that's because I'm getting practically as old as he is.
Say, has anyone seen my big screwdriver?
Oh, gee, Dad, I used it a couple of days ago to stir up this can of paint.
Well, that's just fine. Where'd you leave it?
I can't remember.
Wally, I wish when you misuse one of my tools, you'd put it back where it came from.
But I found it in the kitchen. It was in with the knives.
Just where you left it, Ward.
Oh, I guess I must have left it there when I finished fixing the faucet.
Well, I guess I better go help him find it.
I think so. And make sure he doesn't leave that big wrench he's carrying in with the forks.
Hey, Richard, you sure your mother gave you enough money?
Well, yeah. She gave me $3 and told me to bring back the change.
Well, how do you know there's going to be any change?
Well, because my mom said we've got about 20 pounds here, and they charge 11 cents a pound to do it.
You know, if I was running that place, I wouldn't charge by the pound.
Then how would you make any money?
I'd charge by how dirty the stuff was.
Yeah, but people don't want to admit they've got dirty laundry. You just dump the stuff in the machine and pretend it isn't theirs. You just watch them.
Maybe on the way back, we can buy some sodas with the change we're getting.
Nah, I can't. I promised my mom I'd bring it all home. She says I'm getting old enough now to learn the meaning of responsibility.
Yeah, that responsibility stuff sure cuts down a lot of fun. Hey, Richard, how about letting me hold on to some of the money?
What for?
Oh, I don't know. It makes me feel like a big shot holding on to money.
Okay, Bee. You hold a dollar and I'll hold the rest. It's gone.
What's gone?
The money. I lost it.
Are you sure? Maybe it's one of your other pockets.
Well, I had it right here under my handkerchief. Hey, I know. I bet I lost it when I took my handkerchief out to blow my nose.
Where'd you blow your nose?
In my handkerchief.
No, you dummy. I mean, where were you when you blew your nose?
I think we were on the corner of Grant. Yeah, I can remember that lady turning around to look at me because I was blowing so hard.
Well, let's take a look there.
Right. What are we going to do now?
I don't know about you, but I think I'm going to go home.
Yeah, but you're supposed to help me.
Yeah, but if I just went home with you, all I'd help you do is get yelled at.
Yeah, my mom's real good at that.
My dad does most of yelling at our house.
Yeah, your mom's real nice. I'll bet you she never yells at you.
Oh, she jumps in and helps my dad once in a while, but he doesn't really need it.
Boy, I sure wish I was young enough to cry.
Yeah. Now the only time you can cry is in the movies when it's dark.
Yeah. Say, Beaver, you think your mother would do our laundry and her washing machine?
You mean for nothing?
Well, of course for nothing. If I had the money, I wouldn't have to ask her.
Okay, Richard, we'll ask my mom. I'm sure she'll do it for us. She's just got all that soap and everything just standing around doing nothing.
Okay, come on.
Time for your beauty shop appointment?
Oh, yes, I'm going to have to finish cleaning up the kitchen afterwards. I was going to mop up the floor. Maybe you could stay home and do it.
Oh, well, as a matter of fact, I thought after I dropped you off at the beauty parlor, I'd walk on down to the barbershop and get a haircut.
Oh. Jealous?
No, I'm just in the middle of a magazine story there. Last time I was there, they played me a dirty trick. Called me before I could finish it.
Oh, well, maybe this time you'll be lucky and they'll keep you waiting a long time. I better go up, change my dress, and put some makeup on.
You're putting on makeup to go to the beauty parlor?
Well, of course. You can't go in looking like you need them.
Yeah, I was wondering where you guys were. Is it okay if I grab some junk to eat before I go over to Eddie's?
I think you'll find some real neat junk in the refrigerator.
Thanks, boss.
I think you'll find some real neat junk in the refrigerator.
Thanks, boss. Eddie's?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. A cake.
I just made that, Wally.
Looks like somebody already beat me to it. There's a hunk missing.
Ward, couldn't you wait?
I'm just testing, dear.
Boy, if that was me, would I get yelled at?
Wally, you trying to make trouble for me?
Well, gee, no, Dad. But I was just thinking about all the things a grown-up can get away with that a kid would get clobbered for.
One of the privileges of age, Wally.
Wally? You and Eddie going somewhere?
Nah, he just wants me to help him with his chemistry.
Well, I didn't know you were that good in chemistry.
You don't have to be very good to help Eddie. Boy, does he goof things up in that class.
And why'd he take chemistry?
He was thinking about being a doctor. Shows on television.
Yep. Eddie thinks he'd make a good doctor?
Well, he says that all those doctors ever do on television is just stand around and argue with each other. He's pretty good at arguing. I'll see you later.
Bye, Wally. Warren?
Hmm?
You think Beaver and Richard are doing all right, the laundromat?
Oh, I don't think there's anything to worry about. After all they have to do is give the man the laundry. He puts it in the washing machine, and that's all there is to it. It isn't as if you needed a college education to handle it.
I remember Wally once when he was Beaver's age. All he had to do was get on the bus for Belfort to visit Aunt Martha. 6 hours later, he called us from Riverside.
Did you have to bring that up?
Hey, what'd your mom say, Beeve?
She didn't say anything. She's not home.
Oh. Well, did your father say to take this stuff and beat it?
No, he's not home either. Nobody's home. I just remembered today's the day my mom goes to the beauty parlor.
Well, then maybe she'll be home soon.
I don't think so. She's got an awful lot of hair.
Gee, Beeve, if I don't get this stuff home pretty soon, I'm really going to get it.
Well, what can we do? My mom's not home.
Well, hey, I know. Well, we can do the washing ourselves in your washing machine.
Hey, Richard, I don't think we ought to do that.
Oh, you don't know how to work the machine, huh?
Well, sure. I watched my mom do it a lot of times. All to do is put the soap and then turn it to where it says on, and then you sit down and wait for the bell to ring.
You got a bell on yours?
Yeah. It rings when the wash is through.
Well, how do you know it isn't a phone?
Listen, if you can't tell a phone from a washing machine, you shouldn't even be walking around.
Come on, let's put this stuff in the machine.
I still don't think we should do it without my mom's permission.
Well, you don't mean she's going to get sore at you for using a little soap and water, do you?
I guess not. She's always telling me to use soap and water.
Well, you see, you got her permission already.
Gee, I don't think it's all going to fit.
Oh, sure it will. Hey, you know where the soap is?
Yeah.
Use some more, Beeve.
Yeah, some of the stuff is kind of messy.
Well, my sister's always getting ice cream and jelly all over everything.
But I better use some more. There, that ought to do it. Hey, Richard, did your mother like her stuff with starch in it?
Well, my father likes his shirt starched. I've got a few of his shirts in there.
We'd better use some starch. Yeah, now we're all set. Hey, Richard, how come the starch starches just the shirts and nothing else?
Well, I guess it's like weed killer. It knows to kill the weeds, but not the grass.
Yeah.
Boy, Beeve, this is just as good as down at the laundromat.
I hope so.
Yeah, and the best part is, when I take this stuff home, my mom will never know the difference.
No, all I have to do is wait for the bell to ring. Come on, let's wait in the kitchen. Boy, Richard, your family must have awful dirty laundry to make that much noise.
Yeah, I guess we should have used more soap.
Well, let's take a look.
But the bell hasn't rung.
Well, let's look anyway. Look at that mess.
We better stop it, Beeve, before it gets all over the house.
Uh-oh, somebody's coming.
Oh, hi, Beaver. Richard.
Hi, Wally.
Hi, Eddie.
Eddie.
Hey, what are you guys up to?
Nothing. We're just standing here.
Get the expression on those faces. You kids could be sent up the river on those looks alone. Hey, Wally, look. Oh, brother. How did you guys do this?
Well, you see, Wally, we were taking Richard's laundry down to the laundromat, but Richard lost his money.
Yeah, $3 whole. So we decided to do the laundry here.
Oh, boy. Hey, Wally, is it okay if I stick around till your parents get back? I want to watch the bloodshed.
Gee, Wally, I guess I used a little bit too much soap.
Too much? You can take a bubble bath with what's on the floor.
Boy, what a mess. Look, you guys better get that laundry out of the machine.
Yeah, but it's full of soap and starch and soaking wet. I can't take it home like that. My father's in a real hidden mood today.
Well, look, why don't you just take it down to the laundromat first? They'll wash and dry it, and then you won't get in any trouble.
Yeah, but I haven't got any money.
Well, look, I got some money upstairs. Maybe I can loan you some.
Oh, gee, Wally, I'll pay you back and everything.
Okay, now don't start bawling on me. Now, you guys get the laundry out of the machine. I'll go upstairs and get the money. And hurry up.
Boy, Wally, what do you want to help out those kids for? What are you doing, bucking for Eagle Scout or something?
Look, Eddie, tonight's my allowance night. When Mom and Dad come home and see this mess, they're going to say, what's the matter? Can't you even keep an eye on your little brother? Then I'm going to say, but I wasn't here. And then they're going to say, well, why weren't you here? Then I'm going to say, because I was goofing around with Eddie. Then all of a sudden, I haven't got any allowance.
Well, all right, as long as you're doing it for a commercial reason, I'm with you, Claude. I thought you were going soft on me.
Hey, look, Eddie, why don't you hang around and help me clean up this mess, huh?
Me? I don't even help my own mother wash floors. My father does that.
Yeah, but didn't you say that you owed me a favor from when I helped you with chemistry?
Well, yeah, but I didn't think you were going to make a galley slave out of me.
Start mopping, Sam.
Okay, but what if Tuesday Well come in here and caught me doing this?
Just never seen it so clean. Just look at that floor. Well, it practically sparkles.
Yeah, the mop and the pail put away and everything.
Do you suppose the boys could have done it?
Wally and Beaver mop up the kitchen floor without being told? That's asking a little too much?
Yes, I guess it is.
Unless it's all a build-up so they can hit us with some big deal at supper tonight.
Hi, Mom. Dad. When did you guys get in?
Just now, Wally.
Wally, have you any idea how the kitchen got so clean?
Oh, well, yeah, Beaver and I sort of cleaned it up.
You and Beaver?
All right, Wally. What's the big thing you're going to hit us with at supper?
Big thing?
Yeah, you know, money, the outboard motor, trampoline.
Heck no, Dad. Gee, here we go and do a favor for our parents, and you think we're out to gyp you.
Well, you'll have to admit, Wally, it's a little bit unusual. We usually have to threaten you with boarding school, to pick up your room.
Why did you do it, Wally?
Well, I said to Beaver, I said, this place looks like it needs cleaning up. And he said, yeah, it does. The next thing I knew, we were mopping up the kitchen. That's all there is to it.
That's all there is to it, huh?
Hello, Mom. Dad. Hello, Wally.
Hello, Beaver. Everything go all right at the laundromat?
Oh, yeah. Everything went all right this time.
Beaver, I want to thank you for what you did.
For what I did?
Yeah, you know, cleaning up the kitchen.
Huh?
Yeah, you remember, we said the kitchen looked dirty, so we cleaned it up.
Oh, yeah. We did that, didn't we?
Yes, and you did a better job than the cleaning woman ever did.
Maybe that's because
we're around here.
Beaver, you must be pretty tired after all that work.
Yeah, I think I'm kind of tired, too. I think I'll just go upstairs and rest by fooling around for a while. Well, so long. I'll see you later.
Yeah, see ya.
Warren, this is the box of soap I use for the washing machine.
Oh, that's very nice. What about it?
Well, it's empty, and this morning it was practically full. This box of starch, it's empty, too.
Oh. My suspicions are about to be confirmed.
Do you think all this could have anything to do with Richard's laundry?
Uh-huh. And the clean kitchen floor. I wouldn't be surprised if they were all connected. But if I were you, I'd leave it alone.
What do you mean?
Well, whatever problems the boys had, they've evidently worked out for themselves. Let's not spoil it for all of us by looking into it too deeply.
Guess you're right.
Well, in that case, let's get rid of the evidence.
Hey, Wally, why are you looking in my drawer?
Because I'm always finding my handkerchiefs in your drawer, that's why.
Well, it's hard to tell the difference between handkerchiefs.
Then how come you can always tell to take mine? Why, Beaver, you should have taken some of this dirty junk down to the laundromat with Richard's laundry.
Listen, Wally, it's easier to have Mom do it, and it doesn't even cost anything.
Yeah. Boy, I never thought I'd shell out $3 to have Richard's dirty clothes washed.
Well, gee, Wally, he said he'd pay you back.
Yeah, but some guys just say that when they're in trouble. They got a way of forgetting all about it when they're in the clear.
Yeah. I guess Richard is that kind of a guy.
Yeah. Guess I can kiss that dough goodbye.
Well, look, Wally. I'll split it with you. I'll give you 50 cents out of my next 3 allowances.
You don't have to do that, Beav. It was worth it not to get clobbered by Mom and Dad.
Do you think they suspect anything?
Well, they might, but, they're not going to say anything about it.
Why not?
Well, gosh, they're just happy they got the room all cleaned up.
Then maybe we got to tell them.
Well, now, why go and mess it up? And anyway, parents don't like to hear bad stuff any more than kids do. Maybe they even like to hear bad stuff less.
How come?
Well, look, they got the whole world to worry about. All you got to worry about is washing your feet and junk like that.
Mayfield is a very close-knit community. If Wally and Beaver are ever up to anything, you can be sure that a stranger will be there to observe it and make a full report to June and Ward. Up next, a case in point, Lumpy's car trouble, right here on TV Land.